Hello there. Thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. This is Marty on a recorded line. How are you?
I'm doing good, sir, and I have a potential customer for hair relaxer lawsuit. Her name is Jennifer Mary, and her phone number is 925-497-7320. Do you
Okay,
want me to repeat
perfect.
the number?
Sure, one more time.
It's 925-497-7320.
Perfect. Got it. Thank you.
Yeah, her name is Jennifer.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm just connecting with her, sir. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
The hose broke.
Hey, hello there,
Yeah,
Jennifer.
two people help me. Hi.
Hi, my name is Marty.
Hi.
I'm with the Hair Relaxer lawsuit. I'm on a recorded line. How are you today?
I'm okay. How are you?
Hey, I'm not doing so bad. Just getting ready for the new year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, one more
Absolutely.
day.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, and so, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Hair Relaxer lawsuit?
Okay.
Okay, and did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, I have no attorney.
Okay, and I'm going to ask you the same question in just a longer format. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that?
Oh, yes. No, I haven't done that.
Absolutely. Thank you. Some of this stuff's redundant. And then have you used hair straightening chemicals within the last 20 years?
Oh, yes. I have
Okay.
very curly hair.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and then, were you diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
I was.
Oh
I used it for
gosh.
19 years.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. And then do you mind if I ask you what type of cancer you were diagnosed with?
Yes, it's stage one ovarian cancer.
Okay. Jeez, I'm sorry to hear that.
That's okay. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. And then, are you filing on behalf of yourself, this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then, when were you diagnosed with cancer, if you don't mind me asking?
That's okay. On the 15th of January of this year.
Okay, January 15th, 2024. Okay.
Yes.
All right. And then, do you
One
remember?
second. Can you guys keep it down? I'm on the phone. Thank you. Sorry.
No, it's
Go
okay.
ahead.
No, that's fine. Yeah. Okay. So okay. Just to pick up where we left off, it was about
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to throw you off there.
No. If you ever need to take a break, you're more than welcome. You're not gonna throw me off, I
Okay.
promise. Yeah.
Okay, I just have a little bit of a cold, so it probably sound funny,
Oh,
but as
it's the
long as you
time
can
of the year.
understand me.
Yeah, well, I hope you're
Yes,
feeling
it is.
okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not too bad. It's just a cold.
Good, good. I
Could
know,
be
I know.
worse.
And I know you've already been through a lot, so a cold could be compounding. So I'm glad you're doing okay.
Right.
Yeah. And
Thank
so,
you.
yeah, absolutely. And that was January 15th, 2024. And then do you remember your doctor's name?
I do, Dr. Monica. Oh, her, Hannon. I call her Dr. Monica. Dr. Monica Hannon.
Okay. Monica Hannon. Got it. And that's Monica, and then Hannon, Hannon.
That's right.
Okay. And then what facility was Dr. Monica Hannon in that you were visiting?
It was an OBGYN office in San Francisco.
Okay.
It was on 8th Avenue. I remember that.
Oh, okay. Give me one second. One more moment, I got you.
No worries.
Was it on 402 8th Avenue, Suite 201 in San Francisco, California?
That sounds right. If you give me a second, I can grab my book. I
sure,
have
sure.
That, that sounds
that,
right.
That would be perfect.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on one sec. Just give me a few minutes, okay, kids? Thank you. Oh, we're just going, okay. Okay, I got it. Let me just look in here and find. Okay. Dr. Monica. Did you say 402 8th Avenue?
Yes, I did. 402 8th Avenue, Suite 201 in San Francisco. Okay. And you know what? And I have the number as 415-741-1000. Do you have a better number?
1000. Nope, that's the same number I have.
Okay. Well, thank you. And then you're in California, right?
Yes.
And that's where you're diagnosed? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Now, did you use a relaxer of any brand, doesn't matter which brand, more than four times in a single year prior to your cancer diagnosis?
I always use L'Oreal.
Oh, really? Okay. So
yes.
Then you used it more than four times in a single year before your cancer diagnosis, right?
I had to straighten my hair every month.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So on average, was it around 12 times a year, 10 times a year?
Yep. Right there.
Okay. So around, we'll say 12.
12, maybe 1 year it was 11, but my
okay.
hair got straight pretty quick. So.
Oh, okay, okay. And then, so we'll go with 12. And then, and you're obviously a resident of the United States, right?
Yes.
Okay, and what's your date of birth?
11/15/1970.
Okay. Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No, I was not.
Okay, good. And
what syndrome did he say?
Oh, it's called Lynch syndrome, L-Y-N-C-H.
No, that sounds bad.
Yeah, it does. You know, and I'll tell you what, until this lawsuit, I had not heard of it either. So, and I'm still not quite sure what it is, and usually no one has it. So we just pray no one does, right?
Well, that's terrible.
Well,
anything's terrible. No one should have to go through this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm glad at least, I mean, obviously you've been through enough. I'm glad you don't have those. And then do you know any of your friends or family, you know, any loved ones that use hair relaxers as well?
You know what? I was going to say, I thought you meant we had cancer because my dad was adopted, so I couldn't see his side of the family. But, no, I don't think my grandmother used that, and my mom luckily got straight hair.
Oh, okay, good. Well, you know what, that's a good thing. You know, just want to let them know what to look out for if they did, but we'll go ahead and move on there.
Oh,
and
they know now.
Yeah, absolutely.
They
absolutely.
All know now.
Well, I'm glad that you're in good communication with them. And then the state that you used hair relaxer primarily, was that California or elsewhere?
It was almost all California.
Okay. And then, you know, when did you start using hair relax? I think you mentioned it. Sorry, I'm going to make you repeat it. So around when is your best estimate? Yeah.
In 2005.
Okay. Okay, about 2005. You know what? Did you want me to just take it at the top of the year? Or do you remember around when you started using it in 2005?
I do not remember when. It was probably right after Christmas, though.
Okay, so we'll say around December. We'll say around Christmas of 2004.
Yes.
Okay, so we'll just say about New Year's, about 1/1/2005. How does that sound for best of your knowledge?
That sounds perfect.
Okay,
that's at least 30 days within the time period. That's a long time ago.
Absolutely, that's the best we can ask for. And then, when did you stop using hair relaxer?
I didn't stop until January of this year.
Oh my goodness, that's tough. Okay, so
I had no idea.
Okay, no, that's everyone I talk to. You know, that's if they knew, then they wouldn't have used it in the first place. But you know, it's it's their fault for not telling you. So,
right.
Yeah. So we have January 1st of 2005.
That's a pharmaceutical company for you.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And then it's about January 1st of 2005 to about January 1st, 2024, to the best of your knowledge, right?
Right.
Okay. And then it says, how often did you use these products? You know, 12 times a year, that'd be about monthly, right?
Right.
Okay. And then it says, how many consecutive years did you use the hair relaxer products? You used it from 2000.
I never stopped using it.
Okay. So 2005 to 2024, that's about, I believe, 19 years, right?
It is. It's about 19 years.
Yeah. Okay. Almost exactly. So, okay. And then
it's like 19 years in a couple of weeks.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, did you get it done at home? Or sorry, did you receive hair relaxer treatment, you know, in a salon, at home, or at both?
No, it was always at home. I had it done once in the salon, like for a special occasion. But that
sure.
was the only time.
Okay. Yeah. And what brand did you, I think you mentioned it. What brand did you use?
It's L'Oreal. That's all I ever use was L'Oreal.
L'Oreal. Okay. And then, you know, this is a kind of a worded weirdly. I'm going to try to make this more clear for you. Okay. So did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more? So that's 2 or more years after you first started using the product for at least 1 complete year. Does that make sense? So did your diagnosis?
No, that doesn't make any sense to me.
So, okay, here, I know how to word it better. I know
I'm
how
an English major, too. I should be able to get this.
No. It's okay. I got you.
Say
don't
again.
Even worry. Okay, no, I got you. I promise. Okay, ready? So let's say in 2000, I'm just going to use real dates, and then it's going to help because it's going to be more real.
Okay.
So you started using it in 2004, right?
Right, or 2005.
Okay. Sorry, you're right. Yeah. You're right. I'm sorry. So 2005.
Okay.
So that was your first complete year that you used it, right? For 1 year.
Correct.
Okay. So you use it for 1 complete year. Now, did your diagnosis happen 2 or more years after that?
Oh, yes.
Okay, thank you. I know it's weird, and then I'll read the question and you'll get it now. Did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 complete year? So, yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. Yes. Perfect. So, thank you so
Sorry,
much.
I was trying to follow that.
No, absolutely. You answered that right. And so, no, thank you. I know it's poorly worded for... you know, such a topic there. And so,
like I said, I'm an English major and I couldn't figure that one out.
No, absolutely. No, you did great. You did great on that one. Thank you. And so then what type of treatment did you receive for your cancer?
For my cancer, I had surgery.
Surgery. Okay.
I had surgery for my cancer.
Okay. And then what was the date?
You mean after my surgery?
No. So what did
you...
You
mean after my...
No, just what treatment did you receive? You know, did your doctors decide to treat your cancer with? What type of treatment?
I had surgery.
Okay. Yeah, and do you remember the date that they
treated
your
surgery? Maybe I don't understand the question. I'm sorry?
Well, yeah, I'll give you an example if you'd like me to. I think that's important, you know. The type of treatment that you received, you know, would it be like, you know, did you receive chemotherapy, immunotherapy?
Oh, I get you. Okay. I get what you're saying. Okay. I'm like, what do you mean? I had surgery. I had chemo twice before my surgery and I had chemo twice after my surgery.
Okay. So we'll say chemotherapy and surgery. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry. I'm like, duh.
Oh, no, okay. No. You're fine. I think, I'll tell you what, you've definitely, especially for, you know, you've been really open and you've been answering these to the best of your ability, but also very accurately. So I appreciate you sticking with me there.
Thank you.
No, absolutely. And it's easy to talk to you. You've been really positive in spite of everything. So,
thank you.
So yeah, absolutely. I don't know how you do it. And that's,
I have to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I like that mentality. And so is chemotherapy and surgery. I'll leave it there for that one. Okay. Just to be vague with it. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. And then when did your treatment start? If you could remember the closest date, I'm sure probably right after your diagnosis, right?
It did after my diagnosis. My surgery was on the 26th of February, not January.
Okay, so February 26th, 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then what? So I know that Dr. Monica, she diagnosed you. Did she also treat you, or what was the name of the treating doctor?
Oh, you mean the doctor that did my surgery?
Yeah, or chemo, or anything else. If not, you know, we could put Monica if she helped you at all with any of it.
I don't even remember that doctor's name. I mean, I was pretty out of it. I don't even know that doctor's name.
Do you remember? Do you remember the facility?
Oh yeah, I was at St. Mary's.
Okay.
In the city.
Okay, in San Francisco.
I have that address too somewhere. Yep.
Yeah, that's okay. Is it at 450 Stanion Street in San Francisco?
I know it's on Stanion Street. I have to, let me see.
You can look it up. You know, if you already have it, I'm more than happy to wait for you. Don't even worry about that.
Yep, I do. It's 450 Stanion Street.
Okay. Hey, we've been on the same page. That's a good thing. Okay.
That's a good question. I don't even know that doctor's name. I have to be honest with you. I don't know that doctor's name.
Oh, that's okay. You know what I mean? If it's there at all, I'm more than welcome to tell me. If not, I'll just mention it as the attending staff, okay? That was helping.
Because I don't see, I see St. Mary's, but I don't see any doctor's name by it.
That's okay. And then the telephone number I have is 415-668-1000. Do you have a better phone number, or would you like me to put that?
Let me see. Yep, that's it. It's the same one I have.
Okay, great. And then, okay, will you just confirm your gender for me, please?
I hate that people have to ask that now. I'm a woman. I was born a woman, and I'm still a woman, and probably when I die, I'll be a woman.
Hey, well, thank you very much. You've answered it more thoroughly than anyone else, so I appreciate that.
You're welcome. No pronouns, just a woman.
You got it. I'll keep it. Oh, you know, you're Jennifer, female. I think that's perfect. And then okay. Is Jennifer Jennifer?
It sure is.
Okay, what's your last name, Jennifer?
Hanft, H-A-N as in Nancy, F as in Frank, T as in Tom.
Thank you very much. It's perfect. So I'm just going to do first and last again. Just Jennifer, Jennifer, just traditional spelling, right?
Yep. Okay.
And if someone doesn't spell like that, they're spelling it wrong. Just kidding. All right.
We know these youngsters. They try to do.
They're
well, you're probably a youngster too yourself. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
I can appreciate that. And then the last name is Hanft, and that's H as in hotel, A as in alpha, N as in November, F as in foxtrot, T as in tango. Hanft.
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much. And then you could either give me your full social. If not, you can give it to the attorneys and just give me your last four, okay?
It doesn't matter. 242-45-2740.
Okay.
I doubt you'll run off with it.
I'm not going to. We're regulated by the bar, so we have too much to lose. And then what is the best email for you? What's the best email?
Okay. J-E-N-N and then my last name, H-A-N-F-T, @gmail.com.
All right. Well, that's easy. All right. J-E-N-N-H-A-N-F-T @gmail.com.
Correct.
All right. And then the telephone number, is it 925-497-7320?
Correct.
Okay. And then is this a mobile number, like a cell phone?
Yes, it is. T-Mobile.
Okay, excellent. And then what is the best address for you?
1910 Encima. Sorry, it's Encima Drive.
Okay, Concord?
Concord, California, 94519.
Like the grape, okay.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to read that back to you. I got a 1910 Encima, Encima Drive, Concord, California, 94519. Okay?
Correct.
USA. All right. And then do you have a copy of your medical records? If not, could you get them if needed?
I could get them. I'm not home. I'm actually visiting my family in North Carolina. This is the first time I've ever traveled.
Oh, wow. Well, I hope they're doing good. Yeah, that sounds like a fun travel.
Yeah, they are. They are. Yeah, they're all on the other side of the country, so I'm really excited. I got to
Well, oh, that's good. Yeah, and really they just want to know that your records exist. If needed, you can get them. I think that, you know, they may even request them themselves, but you can, you know, get that straightened out with the attorneys. And if they were to ask you for them, would you prefer to send them by mail, electronically, or either?
I don't know. That whole issue kind of freaks me out, all that electronic medical stuff.
Oh, okay.
So I'd probably say by mail. I don't know why. My whole family actually is law. My dad's a judge. All my uncles are lawyers.
Wow.
I don't know. I just feel weird about electronically putting your medical
records. No, that's fine. And
I don't know why.
I'm not a part of that equation anyway. And you know what? I'm not sure if it'll even come to that. They might be able to get it. So
okay.
You know, and as far as emergency, I'm going to read a quick script for you regarding emergency contacts.
Okay.
We request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case or your loved ones. Typically, we contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Do you have an emergency contact that we could list?
I do. I can give you my son.
Okay. And do they live does he live with you or elsewhere?
No, he does not. He lives about an hour away from me.
Oh, okay. And then what's his name?
His name is John.
Okay. Same last name?
Same last name. And his number is 925-984-0822.
Okay. So I have John Hanft, 925-984-0822.
Correct.
All right. And then we'll see. So son, and that's everything there. I'm just going to go ahead and it looks like you've met the minimum requirements there.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I think I probably drank a few bottles of cough medicine, you know, after Thanksgiving. And Christmas, I have to say, you know.
Yeah, it's
the time. So I'm going to just read through everything real quickly since we already have the information here.
Okay.
You know, you could be pretty certain that everything's right. Just stop me if I'm wrong. First thing I always say at the top of the call is I'm on a recorded line. That's what I opened with. And then, you know, criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit. I asked if you want to see that. You said yes. Did you get an attorney yet? You said no. Are you willing to affirm you haven't signed anything with anyone else? You said yes. Have you used hair straightening chemicals in the last 20 years? You said yes. Diagnosed, you know, unfortunately diagnosed with ovarian cancer. And then you're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. Everything is correct there, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then your diagnosis was about January 15th of this year, 2024.
Mm-hmm.
The diagnosing doctor, Monica Hannon, and then that's at 402 8th Avenue, Suite 201 in San Francisco. The number was 415-741-1000. All of that is correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then the hair relaxer, so you've used a hair relaxer of any brand more than four times in a single year prior to your diagnosis of cancer, correct?
Yes.
And then on average, you said 12. To be more specific, you are a resident of the United States. Your date of birth is 11, as in November 15th, 1970, correct?
Correct.
Oh, that's correct. Okay. And then you're never diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome. And luckily...
They did all the tests on that and both of my breasts were clear.
Oh, thank goodness. Yeah, you don't need anything else compounding. And you don't know anyone else either that use the hair relaxers, which is also a good thing.
All my girlfriends had straight hair. They were lucky. I was the only one with really curly hair.
No, absolutely, absolutely. You know, and I'm sure you wear both well. I'll say that. And then,
no, thank you.
Absolutely. And then, you know, the state that you used, the hair relaxer was California. You started using it January 1st, 2005. You stopped around January 1st, 2024. You use the products monthly for about 19 years consecutively. All of that is correct so far, right?
Correct.
All right. You used it at home mostly. And then your brand was L'Oreal is what you used. And then your diagnosis happened 2 or more years after you started using the product regularly for at least 1 year. All of that is correct too, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yes, correct.
And then the type of treatment you received was chemotherapy and surgery. Around February 26, 2024 was your treatment date. Doctor,
yep, I had
we'll
a partial hysterectomy.
Oh, and
I don't
here,
know if I told you that.
You didn't, but I'm going to add it right now. Thank
oh,
you
when
for...
I said surgery. I'm sorry. That's what you're kind of asking. Okay, that was. I got confused on that one.
Well, you're allowed
but that's
to be
what
confused.
The surgery was. It was for a partial hysterectomy.
Oh,
thank you.
Okay. No, absolutely. I'll put surgery you. Dash partial hysterectomy. You know what? That's fine. And this is why I go over it one more time because, you know, hearing the summary really gives a more clear picture than going through it, you know, anecdotally. So chemotherapy and then surgery, which was the partial hysterectomy. And then that was around 2/26 of 2024 this year. The doctor, right. You're not sure. So, you know, the attending staff doctor, and then that would be at, the address was 450 Stanyan, Stanyan Street in San Francisco, California, 94117. And then the phone number was 415-668-1000. And that's St. Mary's. Okay. And then, you're a female. Always have been. And then your name, Jennifer, J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R, Hanft, H-A-N is in November, F-T. And then social is 242-452-7-40. All of that is correct, right?
Correct.
All right. And then email, jennhanft@gmail.com. So that's just your first partial first name and then last name at Gmail, right?
Yep.
Okay. And then primary phone number, 925-497-7320. And that's your mobile number, right?
Right.
Okay. And then 1910 Encima Drive, Concord, California, 94519. All right. And then you do have a copy of your medical records. Really what we mean is you can get them. They exist. And if you did, if you
of
were
course.
Requested to get them, you could send them by mail. And that's what you prefer, okay?
Okay, perfect.
And then last is your son is your emergency contact. He lives elsewhere to you. His name is John Hanft. And then his telephone number is 925-984-0822, and that is your son, okay?
That's right.
All right, and I'm just going to go ahead and send you these are the forms. This is not your filing. This is just so you can actually we can send your information over to the attorney, and they'll go ahead and pretty much just run through everything that I did. I'm here to make sure everything's perfect so he can get into the more important details, right? So,
okay.
You know, he does a little bit more of an important job than me. And so you'll get a text and an email right now. And so you just go ahead and verify that stuff. And then, and that'll be it. In the meantime, I'll go ahead and send you a text, but you'll just open it and hit the permissions that it asks you. And then if you need help, just tag me and I'm going to go ahead and get you a text in the meantime with my information so I can connect the dots in case, you know, there's any communication. You know, I can connect the dots. I can connect the dots for you.
Okay, great.
Okay, I'll do that.
Great. Do you want me to look that up right now?
Yeah. So go ahead and get your phone out. You can put me on speaker if you'd like. And then click on the link in that text message that I sent you or email, either way. And then and you can click through. I'll go ahead and text you in the meantime. Just let me know if you need help with it, okay?
Okay. I haven't gotten a text yet. Well, it doesn't say Martin from Mass Tort Strategies.
That's me. I'm Martin from Mass Tort Strategies.
Oh. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Okay, and then click on that link.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Yeah. Oh, DocuSign. Okay, I know how to do that.
Okay, good. Yeah. And then, but the, by the way, the number I'm texting you from, because you'll get another text right now, is from my direct number. So
okay.
that one you could even respond
okay.
to if you wish.
Oh, okay. Okay,
yeah.
Perfect.
Because they'll be calling you, I would say, within the next 12 to 24 hours. I'm not sure if it's any different because of New Year's, you know, but just look who they're calling the next few days. I'll be back on Thursday. And then if you need anything, just go ahead and text me if you can't get a hold of me by calling me.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I think I'm almost done here. Oh, look. Did I get that one? Oh, there's one. Oh, it's the squares. Oh, I hope I'm doing this right.
If you have any questions, you could ask me. You're probably doing it right, though.
I can't read it. It's really small. So I'm just touching all the yellow dots.
Oh, okay. Here. And yeah, you can rest assured it's not your actual filing and you'll get a copy of it. So if there's anything that you need to amend, just let me know. I'm more than happy to, you know, to pretty much, I would just give a message to the attorneys that, you know, okay, it's X, Y, and Z instead, but everything should be perfect. I did go through it twice with you.
Okay. And I think I'm almost done with this. Finish. It
All
usually
right.
will tell me on DocuSign if I missed anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it says you're done signing. So.
All right. And then on my side, I can always make sure that it came through. So I'll go ahead and check that. And Jennifer Hand, perfect. It did come through. So you should have gotten that text. I think you already said that. So other than that, I think it's time to let you enjoy that new year with your family over there in North Carolina.
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, it was a pleasure meeting you. You know, and I wish you the best of health. If you need anything, you give me a call or text, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Well, God bless. Have a good day and Happy New Year.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now, Jennifer.